As always, we have a special guest here on Community Conversations, and I'm going to just give you a quick introduction, and then we're going to talk about a whole lot of interesting things. But there's a riddle before we start. What happened 5 years ago? That's 2014, for those of you who might have lost track. What happened 5 years ago in Sydney? Can anyone remember? We'll come back to that in a minute. My special guest is Andrea Putting. She is a speaker, an author. We'll ask her about that too. She describes herself as a social mission revolutionist. Has that got you interested yet? She's a fellow Toastmaster, and on her website talks about journeying beyond the why and unleashing your ultimate impact on the world. And Andrea, I can't think of anyone better qualified to talk about some of these things. Welcome to the studio. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you, Bruce. It's always a pleasure to be here.
I know you've done a lot of radio work. You do a lot of podcasts and a lot of speaking and all that. So you look very comfortable there, Andrea. Let's rewind back a little bit. Where did you start your journey? Way back in the beginning. In other words, where did you come from? Where were you born?
Where was I born?
Yeah,
Reservoir.
Okay, there you go. So you're a Melbourne girl. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Good job.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you've travelled a long way since then, in lots of metaphorical and literal ways since then.
Yeah, I like to travel around as much as I can, but not as much as I like to. As like a lot of people, it's like there's always somewhere exciting we'd like to go and explore and to find out about.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. We've got so much to talk about. You've got books and podcasts and all sorts of things that we're going to explore a little bit. But I think we better answer that riddle for our listeners first up, hadn't we? So
yes.
They'll be wanting to know what happened 5 years ago in Sydney. Would you like to start off with that? And perhaps for people who might have forgotten, just a bit of context on what was happening at the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're talking about the 14th and 15th of December, not the 12th.
Very close to.
Yeah. Close is the closest. Just in case they're trying to get the 12th.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what happened was that people going about their everyday life, going into cafes, getting their favourite brew, selecting some chocolates to take home to their families, looking forward to enjoying a conversation with a friend.
Only 10 days before Christmas?
10 days before Christmas, yeah. When a gunman walked into the Lindt Cafe in Martin Plaza in Sydney. And he held them hostage for 24 hours. Oh, it was more than 24
hours. Yeah,
it was,
hours,
wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
It was a long time.
And there was quite a few people in there.
There was a lot of, yeah. And so this gunman was claiming to do this in the name of Allah, who was waving an ISIS flag and trying to make it appear to be a terrorist attack at that time. So there was a lot of tension in the community around that. The results of how it ended, the police broke through eventually, and the gunman was killed, but also sadly innocent people were killed at the same time. So in the aftermath of that, it was like, well, what's going to happen? It was a real, I just remember that tension in the air where we just didn't know how the community would react because this man was trying to make it seem like he was doing it with the Muslim kind of feel that this is why I'm doing it.
And I think there were fears around, weren't there, Andrea, that it might have been part of a bigger thing and, you know, what was next
yeah,
and all of
absolutely.
That.
So I think there really was a lot of fear in the community in general. And certainly I was sitting in front of my computer at home in my office and could just feel that tension. It was just everyone was just kind of sitting on edge. How was the community going to react?
And I'm Bruce Argyle. You've joined us for Community Conversations here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1 this morning. My very special guest here in the studio is Andrea Putting, and we're talking the Lindt Cafe siege 5 years ago, the 14th and 15th of December, and, well, the events that have transpired since then. And Andrea, you've been at the heart of that and trying to make some good come out of what was a terrible event back then. You said you were sitting in front of your computer sort of seeing the events unfold, as many of us here in Australia were, and were pretty horrified that was happening in the heart of Sydney and Martin Place, and thinking, oh gosh, what is going on here, and where is this going to end, and things like that. So what did you do next?
Well, I'm sitting at my computer like everyone, you know, watching the live feed. But what I saw happen was something unexpected, I guess, that touched me, was that there was this, I call it a slow, quiet roar. Because it just started on social media that somebody had put up, hashtag, I will ride with you, saying that because the Muslim community, they were in fear. A lot, yes, of them were taking off their religious garb. They didn't know whether it was safe to go out in the streets. They were just really uncertain.
Yeah,
really uncertain, yeah, and yeah, petrified about their own safety, which is fair enough. But then we had this, you know, once person put it out, it was just went viral all over Australia, saying to people that I will sit on the train with you to make sure that you're safe. Don't take off your religious garb. You're a part of our community. This has nothing to do with you. This is not your fault. And so I just saw it as such a real coming together of our community, rejecting the idea of hate and terror, saying this is not who we are. This is not who we are as a people. We are a community, a society who thrives on love, acceptance and peace. We will not go out and buy guns. We will instead, we're going to embrace each other as one.
Hmm.
So, and I'm sitting at my computer at, you know, we're still shocked by from what's happened.
Yes.
But I had tears, you know, I was just so filled with awe that this was happening. This was the Australia that I wanted to live in. This is the community that I,
which celebrates diversity and tolerance and those values that we hold very dearly.
Absolutely. And it just pointed out to me how much we do value that, how important that is to us.
Mm. Yeah. Now, you've got a bag of purple chocolates here in the studio, so you better tell us what's the connection between the Lindt, apart from the obvious Lindt cafe,
yeah,
the Lindt chocolates or something. What was the step then that suddenly there was chocolates on the scene?
Well, this, because it did touch my heart so much, I just thought, well, why is it that we wait until there is a tragedy before we step up and say that we want to live in a peaceful society? We really become like a silent majority. We don't talk about wanting to have acceptance and this belief in people.
Hmm.
Instead, we just kind of, well, we just get a bit complacent with it, I guess.
Yes.
And so it was coming up to almost a year afterwards, and I was speaking to my mum and I said, when's chocolate and coffee day? And she kind of, what on earth are you talking about? Oh, okay, I have to start that. So so I did, chocolate and coffee day for religious harmony.
Wow.
So, yeah, with general, the idea is that people just reach out with chocolate and coffee and share with people, so they can share with someone who is different to them, to have sit and have a conversation, or just within their own communities to have those conversations, to make that point that we do want to live in a community that has tolerance, that has not just tolerance but acceptance,
yes,
of each,
yes,
other,
yeah,
that this is what we want to see, to feel. This is the community we want to live in.
Yes. I like the way you make the distinction there between tolerance, which was the word I'd used before, and acceptance.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a difference, isn't there?
There is a difference. There is very much a difference. So I always, the tolerance is kind of like, we just put up with you, whereas, yes, acceptance
not
is...
Not the way I meant it, but...
Yeah, I know. I know, but if you look at the general terminology of what that word means, whereas acceptance is really embracing somebody for who they are.
Fantastic.
And that's what I'd like to see. I like chocolate and coffee to become a a symbol of embracing people of all diversities to be one in community.
There is a website that Andrea set up named just that, chocolateandcoffeeday.com. So if you want to check that out, you can. My special guest here on Community Conversations this morning is Andrea Putting. She describes herself as a social mission revolutionist. Wow, that's a bit of a mouthful, Andrea. What does that mean? Translate that for us.
Translate
it. It's a bit tough.
Yeah, it is a tough one to describe. So a social mission is where you get involved in, you have a mission to do social good, to be doing something that isn't about business, it's not about you, it's about making a difference in the world. So social mission revolutionist kind of came from what's the name of my podcast, with the idea of, so to me, a social mission revolutionist is someone who's going out there and doing things and making that effort, that change in the world. You're doing things that maybe no one else is doing, the see a need and go and
fantastic. And if you missed the first part of the program this morning, December the 15th is Chocolate and Coffee Day, following the Lindt Cafe siege 5 years ago. And Andrea, you've taken on a big task there. The rumour has it that you were even seen on the street in Croydon this last week randomly handing out chocolates. Is that true?
It is.
There you go. There
it
you
is.
Go.
It was just one of those things because I felt like I had to do it. I kind of working on the idea of like Chocolate and Coffee Day for Religious Harmony is about religion and prejudice towards religions and being accepting to all people. So I'm kind of extending a little bit onto prejudice as a whole, as, you know, we've got to accept all people.
Mm.
And I thought, well, I keep talking about what a difference just one chocolate can make to people.
Yep.
Just sharing that chocolate.
Listeners, we don't want you all flooding into the studio here for Andrea's chocolates either.
So I just thought, well, I'm just going to walk down the street and see what response I get. And it was interesting. There was a few people who were a little bit suspicious of my...
Yes.
...accosting them. Do you want a chocolate? Come on. You really do want a chocolate, don't you? But generally speaking, people just light up. And it's like... And I have a conversation with a couple of people and they were people usually wanting something from us. When someone approaches you in the street, it's usually because they want
to sell you something, or
they want to sell you something, they want you to give them money for a charity or something, and it was like, I'm just giving you a chocolate. So yeah, it was a bit of fun. It took a lot of courage from me to actually do that, because I'm naturally an introvert and approaching someone is like my worst fear. And so I don't have fear in being public, doing public speaking. I have the fear of approaching someone in the street. So it was a big move. But to see people smile, even if they rejected the chocolate, they were still smiling, and to have a conversation with someone and laughing with them, it was a fun thing to do.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Someone actually compared me to the Gold Coast Meter Maids. I'm not wearing the bikini, I'm sorry.
And if you want to know more about Chocolate and Coffee Day, just go on the website. In fact, you can go on either website, chocolateandcoffeeday.com, which is the specific one focusing on religious harmony, or you can go onto Andrea's website herself, which is andreaputting.com.au. And there's a whole lot of stuff on there. We'll talk about some of the other things you do in a moment, Andrea. But I'm sure listeners would like to know, how's it gone over the last 5 years? Have you found that people have been intrigued, interested, not interested? What's the sort of feedback that you've received to this rather unusual initiative?
Well, every time I talk about chocolate and coffee, it's an immediate interest. As you would understand,
yes.
Everyone loves the idea. I've never had anyone reject the thought of it, and everyone kind of embraces the idea of that. At this point, it hasn't grown to a great big thing, but it's a slow kind of movement that I see gradually increasing over time, that people are getting more interested and involved in it. So over the past 5 years, it's been held in, people have held events in retirement villages, in kindergartens, and in workplaces, churches, various places. I know like last year somebody had put up on Facebook that they were having a conversation. I think they were in Israel or something.
Okay.
They were having a conversation with so it was the Jewish and the Palestinian conversation over chocolate and coffee.
Fantastic.
On that day. So
you've got it listed as the 15th of December, but it doesn't have to be exactly on that day.
No, I'm happy for people to have chocolate and coffee every day. So, yeah, because it's not always convenient to be on that day. This year's a Sunday, which is great for some, you know, to be able to have it to do something in your community or to reach out to someone who is different to you and just sit and have that conversation.
Mm.
But it's not ideal for workplaces, obviously, so workplaces are having it kind of generally around that time.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. My guest here in the studio this morning is Andrea Pudding, and we've been talking about coffee and, I better get it the right way around, Chocolate and Coffee Day. You can go on their website and have a look at that. And off air, we were just talking about the Andrea, you were sharing the different leadership styles are also reflected in the way you approach chocolates. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, I've been in leadership for my whole life. So I did write a book recently about
that. Yes, and we're going to ask you all about that in a minute.
Yeah, but in the last few months I just thought, well, you know, everything comes under chocolate, coffee and conversation in my life. And I realised that, you know, there's three leadership styles in which I can come down to, do you share your chocolate? So I see that there is a leader who keeps all their chocolates themselves. They think, this is my privilege. I'm the privileged leader. I'm going to have all my chocolate, keep all the good stuff, and I'll just keep you plebs doing your work.
Unwrapping the chocolates.
Yeah, I saw that scene on Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory the other night, and my husband put it on for me and said, I don't know. But, you know, pulling all the chocolate wrappers off, give us the chocolate, give us the gold tickets. Yeah. So there's that kind of leadership which is all about seeing yourself as the one and the only one.
The entitled person.
The entitled person, mm-hmm. Yeah, and treating everybody else pretty much like they're nothing. Then there's the leader who, well, the chocolate is for rewards. So a bit of the carrot on the stick for the donkey, I think. I see that as, because that's how, it's kind of an old leadership style. The first one, it really is a very old style of leadership that we see from the Industrial Revolution kind of era. And as time comes by, though, well, you know, if we give you some extra pay or something, you'll do extra work. We'll give you bonuses if you achieve this. We'll give you whatever you do, you will get a bonus, but you can't. But so looking at using chocolate as the analogy, I'll give you my chocolate if you do this, but if you don't do this, you don't get any chocolate.
Mm-hmm. And the third style?
The third style is those who say, well, I've got some chocolates here, let's sit down together and share the chocolates and work together as a team.
There you go.
So I like the idea of, for me, leadership is not about being the person necessarily out front. It's about being the support structure. I like to quote myself.
Sure.
In that it's like being the frame to the Picasso.
Hey, I like that.
So it's not about putting yourself out there as being someone special, anyone different to everyone else. It's about sitting and working one-on-one with people, working with your team and helping them to become the best that they can become.
Mm. Be in the frame. I couldn't resist that. Your book is entitled Awakened Stealth Leadership,
mm-hmm.
A Soulful Approach to Growing People and Organizations.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds big.
It does, doesn't it?
Awakened Stealth Leadership. Yeah, so tell us about that. How did that happen? Was that before or after the siege happened?
That was after. I wrote that last year in April, 1 month of writing. Yeah, and that came about after I had met a co-author and just came up with a model on leadership, and then I sat down and kind of wrote. It felt like I was writing my life story. It felt like I was just putting out myself on my leadership experiences, my leadership style that kind of comes naturally to me, which is more around that idea of being the leader who shares the chocolate.
Because leadership, you say, a soulful approach, they don't necessarily always be seen to go together, do they? Soulful approach, I wonder what that is.
Yeah, so it's more about the stopping and listening to people, and not just to people, it's about listening to your own soul, listening to your own sense of what's right and where you're being guided to go, and not necessarily sitting there thinking about how am I going to get to this point. It's like, where is my team, where is my business, my organisation leading me to go?
Mm-hmm. Because you're writing that for individuals, but you're writing it for organisations to challenge themselves in this space too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was about that kind of thing, about how we can make the most out of our working together as one, not as an individual.
Yeah, fantastic. As an aside, looking at your website, so I'll just give that again, andreaputting.com.au, and I didn't realise you used to be a naturopath, so there you go.
You're also a
previous business owner, and you do run workshops and seminars in this space for people. So
yeah.
If you want more information about that, go onto Andrea's website, and you'll see her phone number there. You can contact her or send her an email. Well, we're rapidly getting to the end of the year and the end of the program, and I just wanted to say a big thank you to all those people out there who are involved in Yarra Valley FM, to the presenters, to the committee, Darren and the rest of the team. What an amazing year it has been, and some amazing programs and people here in the studio. To all the community groups and not-for-profits out there, the emergency services, the CFA, the SES, ambulance, and all of you that have done an amazing job in 2019. Well done. And to those teachers who shouldn't be listening at the moment because you should be in with your classes, to all of you as well. And finally, to the amazing Cora here as our producer in the studio all year. It's been wonderful working with you, Cora. We've got one more program to go next week, so we'll look forward to that. But for today, we've been talking about Chocolate and Coffee Day, the 15th of December, 5 years on from the Lindt Cafe siege that happened in Martin Place in Sydney in 2014. And Andrea Putting is our special guest. And Andrea was just saying off air that, of course, it doesn't have to be just the 15th of December, Andrea. Could it be more than that?
Yes, so I would really like to make it more than that. And the goal for the next 12 months is to make chocolate, coffee and conversation a 365-day global movement.
There you go. Mm. There's a challenge and an opportunity for all of us. So it doesn't have to be just this Sunday.
It can be any day. But the idea of that is to put in people's minds that it is very simple to reach out to somebody, to make somebody feel accepted and give them that opportunity to just to have that conversation, to feel like they're important, and to always be aware that other people just need to have sometimes all they need is someone to talk to.
Yeah. How do people go about it? So listeners who might have heard about Chocolate and Coffee Day for the first time today.
Yep.
What would they do? Where would they go? How would they start?
Yep. So there's various ways of being involved in Chocolate and Coffee Day. One of them is simply to reach out to someone who you may not have had a conversation with, somebody who is different to you. So it might be from a different religion or different cultural background, and just say, hey, let's have a let's have a conversation. Mm. Let's have a cuppa and connect with someone each other.
Someone that you wouldn't normally, perhaps.
Yeah, because the research shows that if you listen to someone for just 1 hour, you can break down terrible intolerances, terrible differences with just in that time, not just to that person, but to the whole social group. So that's kind of where I keep focus, is if we can sit and talk to somebody, we can listen to their stories with an open heart, then we can
overcome some of those prejudices that are there. Mm.
So that's one way of doing
it. And another?
Another way is to share with your friends and just have conversations around those things, just making people aware, saying, hey, this is what I feel is that we need to be living in a society where people are more accepting of each other. Of course, another way is to hold it in your groups, communities, church groups, workplaces, and just to highlight the idea that this is a place where all people are welcome, just to bring it into people's mindsets to light. Of course, you can have speakers. I've got video playlists on which you can connect with through the website.
I'll just give that one more time, Andrea. So will I give the Chocolate and Coffee Day one?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's all one word. It's just chocolateandcoffeeday.com. Couldn't be easier than that.
Yeah, so then there's lots of ideas on there and what you can do. And the reason I put some of those videos up was on a playlist was so that, hey, if you're in a group, you could watch one and have a conversation around that and what that brings up and ideas and things.
Kind of a discussion starter.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's various things like that you can do. And I'm happy if people just even put it on Facebook and social media saying, I'm having chocolate and coffee for religious harmony.
Fantastic.
So hashtag chocolate and coffee day. Just so that, you know, you're making that statement that this is how we want our community to be. Mm.
So lots of options.
It's
not so hard.
It's not hard. I try to make it as simple as possible. People often say to me, oh, I'd like to come to your event. And I go, well, it's not about me holding an event. It's about people doing simple things. I mean, it's not hard to share chocolate and coffee. It's not expensive. So it's just something that I think anyone, anywhere can get involved in, and we don't have to be overwhelmed with the idea of, well, it's too big a problem, I can't do anything. It's something that everybody can do quite simply.
And Rob Jordan, I hope you're enjoying that chocolate as you leave the studio right now. My special guest here in the studio this morning has been Andrea Putting, and we've been talking about Chocolate and Coffee Day, 15th of December or thereabouts, chocolateandcoffeeday.com. Andrea, what would you say to those people who have been listening to us this morning and are thinking about it? Just mulling it over.
Well, if you're just thinking about it, you know, it's not hard to share in chocolate and coffee days, like I've said. And the most important thing I feel about chocolate and coffee day is for each person just to think about what it is that's important for them in community and to be able to acknowledge other people, to reach out in a spirit of love and acceptance to all people each and every day. So that's why it's not just a one-day thing to me. It's the way I live my life. So
fantastic. That's a wonderful space to end on, Andrea. Thank you so much for coming in again today. That's really wonderful. 5 years on, great milestone. And we look forward to celebrating the 10th year with you in another 5 years or something like that. Listeners, thanks for being a part of Community Conversations here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This morning, we'll have our final show for the year next Thursday. We'll keep it as a surprise. So there you go. Join us for the last of the decade next Thursday morning, the 19th of December. And over and out.